This is Wired Wednesday with Ben Wilson.
Wired Wednesday.
And as always on a Wednesday, we're joined by local tech expert John Beeler. Good to talk to you again, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ben.
Good, good. Let's get right to it. Finding a replacement part can be a pretty difficult thing, but it's never been so easy thanks to this new thing called PartPick. Tell us about that.
PartPick is a new startup that is trying to sort of become the Google image search for replacement parts. So imagine you're in your workshop or your garage or in your kitchen and you need a replacement part. You don't even know what the part's called. PartPick has created some software that allows you to literally just take a photo of it with your smartphone, and it will look through all their databases of thousands and thousands of different parts and companies that make those parts and tell you what it is and where to find it. It's currently in beta, and they're looking to partner with some of the bigger manufacturers out there. So you could see this at, you know, built into the Home Depot app, for example, in the very near future.
So I was going to ask, once this gets rolling along, more and more suppliers would actually come on board with this, so it'd be easier for people to find, you know, parts from, like you said, Home Depot or a car manufacturer or something like that?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's always been a struggle, I mean, because a lot of these places, they manufacture a ton of different parts. And so they often have like a phone book size catalog of every nut and bolt and screw and you name it. And if you don't even know what you're looking for, that can be a really challenging process to deal with. And so this will hopefully make that a much easier process. And definitely as more companies and more parts get added to the database, the better it'll become.
So it'll be an app that you download. Would there be a price with that?
I think it'll be basically just like using Google. It'll be built into something that you're using. It might even be a standalone thing. It's still a very early concept, but they've had great success so far during their beta.
All right, so we'll look forward to PartPick coming up soon.
Yep.
Now, the next thing, LG has what they call a rolling bot robot for your home monitoring, cat torturing.
Torturing, yes. With the latest Star Wars movie, BB-8, the little rolling robot, is very popular, and there's a few other robots that are sort of similar to that. So LG has created this new rolling robot camera. It's meant for home security purposes primarily, and you use your smartphone to control this thing that's about the size of a softball, and it rolls around your house, and it has a camera built into it, a laser pointer, and a speaker and microphone. So you can actually roll around your house, investigate various parts of your house from a webcam security standpoint, check up on your pets and actually talk with them. And if you want to, you know, torture your cat, you can activate the laser pointer and they can chase around this ball for a while.
So you actually control it on your smartphone?
Yeah, it's like having a drone, but you're like not at home.
And I understand it can also control appliances you may have in the house?
Yeah, this is actually kind of neat. So imagine you've left the house for the day or you want to go home soon and you want to turn on the air conditioner or turn on your stereo or do something that is controlled by a remote control. This little robot actually has an infrared transmitter built into it. So you can actually control it from your phone as well. So you literally roll the robot up to the TV or your air conditioner or whatever it is, and you press the button and you can turn it on or off or whatever you need to do.
So 5 or 6 months out, any idea on the cost?
I would think it'd probably be a couple hundred dollars.
All right, sounds good. And the final thing is the Reflex Flexible Smartphone. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a lot of the display manufacturers for smartphones and tablets and those kinds of companies, they've talked about having a flexible display for a long time. And LG finally came up with one that actually does seem to work quite well and has a really nice look to it. But researchers at Queen's University, their Human Media Lab, they've come up with some actually really interesting use cases to actually use it. A flexible display sounds good for something like that's on your watch, you know, around your wrist, so it's curved. But in practical uses, it's sort of left a little bit to be desired for a lot of people. And the Media Lab hopes to change that. They come up with a couple of really interesting examples. So imagine if you're flipping through a book, for example, a physical book, and you're trying to find a page. Imagine if you could do that with a PDF document you're looking at on your smartphone. So basically, with this flexible display, you literally just bend the display like you would be bending open a book, and it actually has the sound and the feedback of actually flipping a book. So you can flip through a comic book PDF or, you know, that big instruction manual you're trying to read on the go, what have you. And they've also used it for things like games as another type of input. So imagine if you're playing Angry Birds, and instead of using your finger to flick on the screen the size of the slingshot, you actually bend it. And by bending, that actually controls the slingshot angles on the display. So potentially there's a lot of new uses for this type of a display, and it's still just a regular smartphone at the same time.
And how far out are we from seeing that?
This seems to be a prototype for me. They didn't give any availability, but LG is apparently shipping this display. So I would think maybe in the next cycle of smartphone upgrades in the next 6 months or so, we might start to seeing these type of displays showing up.
All right, John, thanks so much. That's all of our time, and we'll talk to you again in a week's time.
Take care.
That's John Beeler, local tech expert. Listen for Wired Wednesday every Wednesday here on the News 1130 Evening Show. I'm Ben Wilson. Coming up in just over 60 seconds, we'll check traffic and weather together on the ones.